4. Here are the ways you can earn enough money to support a family of seven if you're 14 years old. So, yes. I was a cleaner for one day. I answered an advert in the Ad News for someone to work in a big house on the Penn Road on Saturdays, put on my best hat, tied the dog up outside the house and knocked on their door. I spent 3 hours cleaning their kitchen, their bathroom, their black and white tiled hallway. She got me to scrub off the limescale on her taps with a toothbrush and to bleach the big bins out the front. Split tea bags covered my arms with tea leaves, and in their patterns I read my immediate future, to smell quite bad. At the end of it, she asked me how old I was, and I said, 14, and she explained it would be illegal to have me back again, and gave me a tenner, and I left. I think she'd suspected I was underage from the start, but didn't want to clue me into the full extent of employment law until her bins were soused. In American films, kids on the hustle for cash make lemonade, then sell it out the front of their houses to thirsty passers-by. I discussed this possibility with Chrissy. He just looked at me, and then out of the window, at our street. "We haven't got any lemons," Chrissy said, finally. "When God gives you no lemons, make nomenade," I said, brightly. I did not sell lemonade outside our house for cash in the anxious summer of 1990. In the front room with my parents, as we waited for Catchphrase to come on, I casually raised the subject of what a teenage girl could do to raise money. "Get a paper round," my mother says. "I used to have a paper round, saved up for a record player. That's how I bought all my Stones records." My mother has the first seven Rolling Stones records, kept separately from all my father's records. They're the only band she's ever liked. Sometimes she puts on "You Can't Always Get What You Want" when she's mopping the kitchen floor and shouts along to it, angrily.
"Yeah, I always did love a dirty rock and roller,"
my dad says now, squeezing her thigh, right at the top where it definitely starts to be rude. Mum squeezes him back at the top of his thigh. They stare at each other in a soppy, slightly charged way and look a bit stupid. I clear my throat, loudly. My parents stop being sexual at each other on the sofa and turn back to me.
"The trick to getting a paper round is to hit the news agents in the last quarter," my dad says with a professional air. "Autumn. Then you do 3 months, cash in all the tips at Christmas and then sack it all off with the new year when it gets really cold and miserable. You're just in there for the jackpot round." Unfortunately, when I go down to the news...